You have your Bible, turn tonight, Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. We'll begin reading tonight at verse 7. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7. The Bible says, "Even from the days of your fathers, you're gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour ye out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you blessed, and ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day will I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help on this thought. When God listens in, when God listens in. I was thinking about this as I was reading through the book of Malachi, and I like to read the minor prophets, and it's just a marvelous thing how they just they call them minor, but they fit in, and they're pretty major when it comes, because there's really nothing minor when it comes to things of God. It's all major, praise the Lord. And we just thank God that He gives us the things that we have. And we see this, and we see God beginning to move, and God beginning to work. Malachi chapter 3, he said that God began, he says, "Behold," he says, "pay attention, so I want to share something with you." He said, "I will send a messenger." Amen. And he said, "The messenger I send," he said, "he shall prepare the way before me." And we see in Malachi as he begins to inform us about this preparing, what we got to realize that the way is messed up. Amen. It's kind of like the day and hour that we live. The way's messed up. The way that people see things, the way that people visualize things, the way that people, the perspectives that we have on things, they're messed up. And as we see this, we begin to realize, as Malachi was talking to them in verse 1, he said there's some things that's not a mess up. He said there's some things that's tainted. He said there's some time in chapter 1, he said there's some tainted sacrifices. He said there's some sacrifices that's been offered up. I want to say we are to offer up our body a living sacrifice unto the Lord. After all, he says it's our reasonable service. But I'm afraid sometimes that we give God the second best. We'll go wide open all the time, all the way to the end of the way, and we'll give all that we got. But when it comes time to do something for the Lord, we'll just put in a little bit. Amen? And he says here, he said that they offered up some tainted sacrifices. And I like what he says over here, Malachi says over here, that the Lord says in verse 8 of chapter 1. He said, "If you offer up the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil?" He said, "You're not offering up the good stuff." But then this is what he said. He said, "Offer it now unto thy governor." Now he says, listen, he said, "You're offering up a sacrifice, sacrifices," but he said, "are good." He said, "Would you offer the same sacrifice if you was offering them up to your governor, up to one of your elected officials?" But he said, "The same things that you're offering up to God for your sacrifices. He said, you've got tainted. I'm afraid in the world we live, our sacrifices are tainted. Amen. We're holding back on God and we're not giving Him of the best that we have. And He wants us. He wants us to give Him the best that we got. But I'm afraid we save that and we reserve that for other things. Amen. You a preacher ain't liking this already. Hey, it's good. We're going to get some good stuff here tonight. Amen. Because you see, praise God, there's a good God of glory who's there and He's watching over us and He sees exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what we need and He's there to help us. And He's a good coach. He's encouraged us. Just keep pressing on for His glory. Amen. And there's nowhere to quit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, God says there ain't nowhere to quit till you cross the finish line. Amen. See, we've got a goal to look forward to, praise the Lord, that's out of this world. And there's nowhere to slack up or let up, praise God, until we cross the finish line. Amen. That's why we keep pressing on for the glory of God. Amen. Because He is God. He's good. Amen. So He said, your sacrifices are tainted. And not only did He say your sacrifice, but He also says, chapter 2, He said your ceremonies are tainted too. He said, you got a form of religion. He said, but it ain't all that. He said, sometimes I wonder, why do we come to the house of God? I don't know about you, praise God. I come to get in. Amen. I come to shout, to praise God and worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. My soul will be stirred down in me, praise God, so I can get in and be part of this thing. Amen. I ain't going to sit on the house on the sidelines and look in. Hey man, I've always been one, I like to play. I never did like golf. Huh? I never did like golf. I never did like watch golf. I don't like to watch sports. I'm a person, I like to get in there. I get to, my wife won't let me watch boxing at all. She won't. I mean, I'm up in the living room. I'm helping them. Cause I won't be part of it. Amen. I want to be throwing the punches. I don't like getting hit much. But I won't be up there throwing the punches. I won't be in this side. But he said, you know what? He said, what's happening is you're tainted. You've got tainted sacrifices. You got tainted service. He said, the things you're doing, you're not doing them for the glory of God. Amen. You're doing them for other reasons. Amen. And he said, we need to straighten up. We need to behold. He said, I'm going to send the messenger to try to help you to get past this stuff. He said, because you've got tainted sacrifice. You've got tainted ceremonies. He said, you've got a terrible situation that needs you, where you've got some separation. Praise God. Where you've separated even from your own wives. Amen. We got a whole lot of that in the world. Amen. We don't have anybody that takes anything serious no more. Amen. Praise God. Hey, but he said they separate. He said that they had even deserted their Jewish wives to take these other wives from these other lands. He said everything about this is tainted. Everything about this is wrong. Everything about this is from coming way from the left field. It don't line up with what God's trying to say. That's why he said, behold, I will send my messenger and he shall prepare the way before me. Amen. So what he's saying, he said, hey, there's a good God of glory who's listening in, praise God, and he sees the mess that we've got ourselves into, praise God, and he's got a way out. Amen. Ain't you glad tonight, praise God, that we've got a good God that's got a way out? You don't have, hey, our people don't have to keep going down the same old dead-end road year after year, month after month. And amen, they can, with the help of the Lord, they can come out, praise God, shouting the victory on the right way. He said, I'll send my messenger. He said, behold, pay attention. He said, I'm trying to straighten this thing out. Amen. I'm trying to purify it and put it back on track. Praise God. He said, I'm trying to get things back to where they ought to be. And he gives us some things here in the text tonight that we read and we're hearing how to get back where God would have us to be. Number one, he said, we need to get back to to God's house. Amen. Back to God's house where we get help from God. Amen. He said back that place, praise God, where God can come in, praise God, and begin to deliver to us that he'd have for us to help us along the way. Amen. He says, even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from mine ordinances and not kept them. He said, I've showed you the right way, praise God. He said, you keep running in a different direction. Have you ever thought what it'd be like if every one of us, praise God, just took God's word and just began to go with it? I mean, 100% straight as a gun barrel, amen, just followed the direction of the Lord. Could you imagine what America would be like, what our families would be like, what our homes would be like, what our situations would be like if we just followed the ordinance, commandments, the statutes, and judgments of God? Amen. Everything would be different, wouldn't it? Amen. But he said we need to get back to God's house. He said, how do it? He said, return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. He said, hey, listen, he said, how do you get back where you need to be, praise God? He said, just turn. Amen. He said, turn around. Return. That's how you do it. See, if you're going down the road, you know, breakneck speed, and mama calls home and says, hey, listen, you need to come back to the house. What do you got to do? You got to turn around and go back. Amen. I'm afraid sometimes as children of God, amen, we get out of the way, we get going around, praise God, and God says, hey, you need to turn around, and we just keep on going. Now, I think that's probably a man thing. Amen? Because men are never lost. We never get lost. You're never lost as long as you have gas in the tank. You can circle around till something looks familiar. And then you know where you're at, even if you're still lost. Amen? But you know what we got to do? Praise God. When God speaks your heart, he says you need to turn around. He said, if you'll return to me, he said, then I'll return to you. In other words, what he said, I'll give you all the things I have to give you, my love and my grace and my compassion and all that care that you need, praise God, if you'll just turn around. An amazing thing about God is when we turn around, he's kind of like that prodigal's father, praise God. He runs down there and grabs us around the neck. He meets us on the way. Amen. He said, if you'll return to me. He said, we got to get back to God's house. Amen. Got to get back to things. God got to get back to the ordinance of God, the teaching and instruction that God gives us. Because that's what's going to help us, praise God, to be able to help somebody else. There's a lot of folks out here tonight that need some help. Amen. Our young people, I mean, they're messed up as a termite in a yo-yo. I mean, they are confused. But praise God, I'm saying if we get back to God and God, listen, you know, when they say, well, Daddy, what do you think? You say, well, praise God, it don't matter what Daddy thinks. It's what God says that matters. Amen. When they come in from school, praise God, and they come in with these crazy ideals and this evolution and all this other junk, I mean, this illicit sexual stuff, praise God, we can just say, you know what? God says. Amen. If we'll return to Him, praise God, get back to the house of God, amen, God can begin to bless us and to help us. And once again, we can stand up, praise God, and get glory, and God give us glory. He said we could come to a place, he said, if you'll just trust me. Now, he's talking here, and he's talking here about bringing the tithes. Now, he's talking about the finances, praise God, but I want to say, praise God, he's talking about those ordinances of God. He's talking about following the commandments of God, getting in there, praise God, and doing what brings glory to His name. Those ordinances that He has, those things that He says, praise God, as are important to God. Amen. To get back to the house of God, to get back to the worship of God, to get back to the praising of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, wherein shall we return? We didn't even know we was on the wrong path. He said, we didn't know we was going down the wrong road. How else are we supposed to know how to return? Amen. He said, well, if you're going to return, he said, you got to return to me. Amen. He said, will a man rob God? Amen. He said, well, what God is telling us to do, the direction that he's telling us to go, amen. And if we don't do that, why does God think God's a waste in his voice? God's word is sincere. God's word, Bible says, is truth. And he's speaking truth. He don't just tell us this stuff because he can. He's telling us this stuff, praise God, because it'll help us, amen, along the way. It'll give us the strength, praise God, to stay in the right way. to take that path, praise God. It'd be a path less trodden. Huh? Yeah, that road that leads to destruction, it's well trodden. But that narrow path, he said there's few that go in thereat. He says there ain't not a whole lot of folks looking for the narrow path. He said they think it's too confining. Amen. But I tell you what, that narrow path's a good path. Amen. That's where you get in a close proximity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's where he kind of hedges about you, praise God, and gives you the strength and the courage and the excitement, praise God, day by day, that just keep mounting and building, glory be God, till you get to can't help it. And you want to just praise God. You want to just give Him the glory. Amen. See, Malachi, they were looking for a Savior. Amen. They was looking for the Lord. And when Malachi finishes writing his book, it's 400 years before they hear anything else from God. Amen. You think about this. God's calling them. Amen. God's a listening in. God's a listening to what's taking place. Praise God. And He's preparing them. But there's a cold, dry spell. Amen. God's a listening in to what's happening in America. God's listening in what's happening in our homes. Praise God. And if we ain't careful, we're in for a cold, dry spell. Amen. But boy, praise God, if we get back to Him. Amen. We get away from the dry spell when we get back to God. Praise the Lord. We begin to follow His orders. We begin to listen to what He says. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Praise God. Taking it as the good word of God. That it stir our souls. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 11 said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And now listen to verse 12. He said, all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Can you imagine what America could be, praise God, if we'd get our eyes and our focus back on God and godliness? If we had turned our focus back to praising the Lord and giving Him all the glory for everything that we have, everything He's helped us, praise God, to become. Amen. Thank Him for just shouting and praising our shoes off, praise God, because He saved us from a devil's hell. Amen. Where's our excitement, God? He said, if you'll return to me, He said, I'll return to you. We've turned our back. We've walked away from God. God's a listening in, praise God. He's a listening for us to speak. He's a listening for us to cry out. And there's no one crying. Amen. God's just waiting to bless us, praise God. God waiting to just open up heaven, He said, and pour it out. And He said, to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall be not room enough to receive it. But God's a listening, wanting to bless us, but we don't want to let Him. Amen. God help us. We need to decide whose side we're on. See, we're just like the people in Malachi's time. Amen. They brought the tainted sacrifice, tainted ceremonies, and they had terrible situations, and they needed separating, and they done separating in the wrong direction. Amen. You know, you can separate in the wrong direction. They separate themselves, but they separate themselves from God. Amen. We need to be separating ourselves from the ungodliness of this world. Amen. So we got to get back to the house of God. The Lord says He said, when God's listening in, He's speaking to it, and He says, if you'll get back to the house of God, He said, I can make a difference. Not only does He say that we need to get back to the house of God, but He said we need to get back to God's Word. Look at verse 13. He said, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Now listen, He said, your words, He's speaking to the people. He said, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. He said, you've been speaking things against me. He said, yet you say, what have we spoken so much against thee? He said, they said, what have we said, Lord? What have we said that's wrong? But see, what they was thinking in their mind is they were right. I'm afraid a whole lot of our people today are so deceived that they think what they're doing, amen, even though, no matter how ungodly it is, they think that it's okay. And God says, and God speaks to them, He said, hey, listen, He said, how is what you're doing right? Where are you getting your direction from? Where's your counsel coming from? Amen. He said, it's coming from some other place. He said, what have we spoken so much against thee? He said, you have said. They asked the question, God answers. He said, you have said, it is vain to serve God. Amen. He said, what profit is it that we have kept His ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? He said, what's the profit of it? What good is it to follow after God? What good is it going to do us to follow all the ordinances, the directions, the commandments of God? How's that? We're living in a world today that they don't see the need to listen to God. They don't see the need for the Word of God. Amen. Well, we got to get back to the Word of God, amen, so that we'll know the truth. Because we're being deceived. Amen. He said it's vain to serve God. He said, we're just doing it, but it don't really amount to nothing. But that's a whole lot of what it is today. We're doing it, but it don't really amount to nothing. Because we're doing it not from our heart, but from our flesh. Oh, we'll show up. Amen. We'll do this and we'll do that. But we're doing it for the wrong reason, praise God. We need to be doing it for God's glory. Amen. We need to get back to His Word, back doing it, because it'll bring glory to God. That is, anything we do for Him, praise God, will not be in vain. We need to get back to the Word of God, amen, because we believe it. Amen. Because we believe the Word of God. Not because we're have an obligation to be there, an obligation to do this or do that, praise God. We ought to do it because we believe it, because we're looking for the Lord. Amen. See, these folks, he said, you need to get back to the house of God. You need to get back to the Word of God. Amen. He said, you get back to the ordinances of God. Get back to walking, praise God, circumspectly with God. He said, you have said it is vain to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept His ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? Amen. He said, and now we call the proud happy, yea, and they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they are that tempt God are even delivered. He said, we've got this thing up and said, pray God, we're just a happy-go-lucky people, and we're just taking it all in stride, and everything's good, pray God, and it's just going to keep getting better and better, glory God, until one day, pray God, we're just going to float up out of here. But I want to say, praise God, until we get back to the Word of God and realize the direction of God's Word, amen, in our heart, and realize that God is listening in, and He knows the thoughts and intents of our heart, and He knows why we do what we do. Amen. But boy, praise God, when God gets in it, and we get back to His house, and we get back to His Word, praise God, and we begin to see God working again. Amen. And then when God begins to do that, then we begin to do what God have us to do. When we get back to God, not only to God's Word, but back to God's work. And look at verse 18. He said, then shall ye return and discern between the righteousness and the wicked. Amen. He said, when we get back to business of God, business at hand, when we get back to working for God, get back to the work of God, he said, then we begin to realize again that there is a right and a wrong. See, remember what I said the other night? If we think we got to go along to get along, I said, that's just wrong. Amen. If we think that we just go along and get along, praise God, and we don't discern between good and evil, praise God, there's something wrong with us. We have to discern between what's right and wrong. And God says we get back in His Word, praise God. He said, then we can get back to the work of knowing what's right and wrong. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no gray areas with God. I mean, He's just as explicit about what's right and what's wrong. Amen. And He lays it out there. He said, then shall ye return. Amen. When we get back to God, get back to God's house, get back to God's word, then we get back to His work. Amen. He said, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Amen. He said, you can discern, praise God, between right and wrong, and whether you're going to serve God or whether you're not going to serve God. You can look around and you can see people that's busy about the things of God. And when you look around, praise God, you'll be able to see those that's not. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious who those that are who are working for the Lord. Amen. You know why they're doing it. Because they'll have joy in their hearts, amen, and a praise upon their lips. And every time they see a brother or sister, praise God, doing something for the good cause of Christ, praise God, it'll bring more rejoicing. And then more people begin to rejoice together, and the next thing go, but God's a listening in, glory be to God, and He begins to get excited too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I like it when God gets in on these things. Praise God, that things begin to happen. When God begins to listen in. See, when people begin to get back to God, get back to His house, get back to His Word, and back to His work, praise God, they begin to get excited in their soul. He said, Malachi 3:16, he said, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Now, did you notice that? They spake often. Amen. Not just every now and then. Not just in a casual way. He said, but they spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. Amen. See, the Lord was a listening in. Amen. He was a taking in. He was listening. He was seeing what was being said. I'm afraid sometimes we forget that God's listening. I'm afraid sometimes we forget that God hears what's going on. He knows what we're talking about. He knows what we're thinking about. He knows our relationships. Amen. And He knows where we're going with them. And He knows where we need. And the Bible says here that He heard it, and He hearkened, and He heard it. That He was listening in to what was going on. Praise the Lord. When God begins to listen in to what's going on, praise God, there's going to be a difference in your life. Amen. Because when God begins to hear you, praise God, God begins to move upon you. And when God gets to moving upon you, praise God, you'll get to can't help it. Something will go off inside you, praise God, and it'll be something that'll stir you to the innermost part of your soul. And glory be to God, once you get that, you won't want to get over it. Amen. Praise God, you'll get so excited about it. Amen. Glory be to God. You'll be hunting it every day of your life, seeking it as gold and silver, praise God, tried by the fire. Amen. Glory to God, an excitement, glory to God, that you can't even begin to get rid of. Amen. When you get back to the house of God, get back to the Word of God, back to the work of God. Amen. Then you realize it. Then you'll realize that God is listening in. Amen. That God is right there with you, praise God. Just like everything we've been talking about here tonight in our testimonies, in our worship, in our singing, praise God, that God's there with you. Amen. God loves you, and He's there to help you and encourage you and uplift you, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Praise God. He said that you'll begin to serve Him. You'll begin to worship Him. You'll begin to praise Him the way you ought to. Amen. So when you get back to God's house, you get back to God's Word, you get back to God's works, praise God, then you'll get back to God's grace. Amen. Get back in the good grace of God. You get back in the good grace of God, praise God, that's where everything falls in line. That's where everything comes into place. That's where everything begins to fit. Amen. That's where everything begins to make sense. In verse 17, he said, and they shall be mine. He said, these people are speaking. Amen. And they spake often one to another, and God hearkened, and He heard. He was listening in. And when God begins to listen in, because there's something being said, praise God, it's worth hearing. And not worth hearing, praise God, only here, but in glory. He said, there's some praises going on in people's hearts. And said, God, when God hears this, Bible said, verse 17, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. You see what happens, praise God, while we're waiting on the second event, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we get back to God, amen. We get back in a place where God can touch us, back in His house, back in His Word, back in His work, back in His grace. Glory be to God. Then God can pour out the blessings on purpose. He can pour out the encouragement. He can pour out the righteousness. He can pour out the right attitude. And praise God, He can just pour it out. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven. Amen. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven. He said, I'll just pour it out. Amen. When we get back under the good grace of God, that place that's well pleasing Him, while we're waiting on the second event, had been waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to step out with a shout of trump. Praise God. He said, we can get back to where we need to be. He said, God's listening in. And he's just listening for somebody say, oh God, like old Isaiah chapter 6, Lord, here am I. Amen. That's what he's awaiting on today. Just waiting on somebody to say, Lord, here am I. Lord, I need what you've got for me. Amen. The Lord's a listening, youngins. He's a listening. And he wants to help us this evening. He wants to pour out upon us all that he has. He said, when I make up my jewels, and I shall spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him, then shall ye return. Now watch this. And discern the wicked and the righteous and the wicked between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. And in chapter 4, verse 1 says, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But watch this. God's a listening in. And he says, but unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. God's listening in. And he says, praise God, said, if you'll just get back to where you need to be, he said, I'll pour out my grace, amen, upon you. He said, I'll saturate you with grace, amen. He said, I'll show you how much I love you. He said, I'll show you how much I care for you. He said, I'll nurture you in so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. He said, I'll be your God, and you'll be my people. That's what God's saying when he's a listening in. Praise the Lord. He's a listening in, he's listening to see, and he's listening to hear. And all he's listening for is some old sinner to say, God, forgive me. An old sinner. And he's looking for some old saint that slipped away to say, oh God, take me back, Lord. Help me and heal me. Praise God. That's what he's doing. He's listening. When God listening in, he's listening in that he might begin to move. Praise God, to get you back to the house. Get you back to the Word. Get you back to the Word. Get you back to his grace where he can minister to you in so many ways that you'll have to like one of them. Amen.